They will unannounced come into a school, announce that terrorists are attacking. They will lock the children in their rooms, and this isn't in the elementary, sometimes for 8 hours. They make them urinate and defecate in trash cans. They would, in one town, load the elementary students at gunpoint with their hands behind their heads on buses and take them to a local FEMA center. They came unannounced to the school, even. Only the administrators knew, went into the portable buildings, told the teachers, we're going to kill you, took them out in the woods with the children. People fell over. They defecated on themselves. This was in the news. They had nervous breakdowns, and the cops were like, what's wrong? And they get the children out. They don't know what's going on. They throw fake blood on them. They tell them, you're going to die. It's a re-education camp. And for those that doubt me, in Texas, in Michigan, in all over the country, we've seen these reports, but I've been to these drills. They will unannounced come into a school, announce that terrorists are attacking. They will lock the children in their rooms, and this isn't in the elementary, sometimes for 8 hours. They make them urinate and defecate in trash cans. Don't believe me, just Google police-made children defecate or use bathroom in trash cans. You'll see that all over the country. And the cops always go, well, it was part of the federal grant, it'd be secret. It was part of, and the children aren't fed to also freak them out and give them low blood sugar. They'll also have the elementary students. This has been going on for a decade. We've got footage of it. The first place we saw it was Missouri, right on the Kansas border. They would, in one town, load the elementary students at gunpoint with their hands behind their heads on buses and take them to a local FEMA center without telling the parents. This is part of learned helplessness, training children that when men in black uniforms come, you just lay down. You just fall down. I had one lady on. It was in the Minneapolis St. Paul newspaper a few years ago, her and her lawyer on. They came unannounced to the school, even. Only the administrators knew, went into the portable buildings, told the teachers, we're going to kill you, took them out in the woods with the children. People fell over. They defecated on themselves. This was in the news. They had nervous breakdowns, and the cops were like, what's wrong? In the case of Michigan, all over the state, this was in the Associated Press 4 years ago. Google this. School shooting drill, Michigan. I'm trying to go back to the exact headline. From the AP, it was all over the news. Police drill at school, Michigan. Now, the main one that comes up is there's been three cases where the cops shoot themselves in the drills in Michigan. But I don't want those. For some reason, those got more visits, so those articles went to the top last time I checked. I want the one, and we do this on air so folks can learn how to find the stuff we're talking about, so this isn't just me up here saying it. They show up at elementary schools. They blow up a bus, set it on fire in front of everybody. They've done this in Belton, too. I caught them up and I had troops, U.S. Army, walk over and say, turn your cameras off, with Marines. That's in Road to Tyranny in 2000. That's when we shot the footage that's in Road to Tyranny. And they get the children out. They don't know what's going on. They throw fake blood on them. They tell them, you're going to die. And the police scream, I'm a militia. I don't like public school. I'm a militia. I don't like you not liking my Second Amendment. I'm going to kill you. For life, those children are going to hate guns. They're going to hate the Second Amendment. They're going to hate militias. And the name of the terror group they have in Michigan, they do this all over the country, that attacks the children, is Homeschoolers Against Public Education. Now the police play the part to demonize homeschoolers. And they run around screaming, throwing fake blood on children, blowing things up in the parking lot. They have the little kids come out. All of a sudden, vehicles jump up. Men in uniforms jump out screaming, we're militias. We're against public schools. We're homeschoolers. We're going to kill you. And the children just go into catatonic freakouts. I mean, this is in the news. This is hardcore re-education camp. I mean, this is what they do in re-education camps. But see, now they're turning all of America into a re-education camp. It's a re-education camp the thousands of times from California to New York to Florida to Texas where they say, we're giving you $100 gift certificates if you come turn in your guns. And it's always an old grandpa whose daughter, you know, he's going to the nursing home. You see, because they've polled the women. It's always 80% women out there. And they're there handing in $5,000 carved shotguns made in England. They're handing in, you know, having no idea how much money they could have made just alone to the police. And some people bring in old cheap guns and get the $100 gift certificate. And then the image is put on the news of illegal guns being turned in, and it creates the image, the acclamation of seeing everybody turning their guns in. And then the police always get caught, or not all. I've seen thousands of cases in the news over the 15 years I've been studying, 13 years on air, where you always hear about cops selling. I've seen this. I mean, there's thousands of cases of cops selling guns that were seized or guns that were turned in. You can Google that. Were you able to find a clip? Well, man, I know that's the video clip, but were you able to find the Google about the particular one where they were telling the children they were going to kill them and that they were homeschoolers? We're homeschoolers. We're here to kill you. Again, to demonize homeschooling. This is hardcore mind control. The point is that we need to pull up Goose Creek, North Carolina school drug raid. And they have the children line up every day until the video got released from the school. Somebody smuggled it out, one of the teachers. There's good folks inside the camp. And the children cry every day, and the dogs come in and bite their bags, and they cry, and then marijuana's never even found, and the cops just walk around with their guns. Just total destruction of America. Meanwhile, they ship in the drugs themselves. Their bosses do. Oh, Goose Creek, South Carolina school raid. Let's go to more on there. Click video. And that will pull it up for us. No. Take me back to the screen. Here. Punch me up over here, and then I'll go back to your calls. Okay. Go to the top. Goose Creek, South Carolina. Go to the top. Okay, now go over here where it says more. Cut to the wide shot. I'll show you. I'll physically show you. If you cut to the wide shot, I will physically show the control guys. I'm basically training them on what I do. This is not hard. They're smart guys. I'm just, hey. Let me have control of the internet. Yeah. See right here? Exactly. No, I want to show everybody on screen. This is very easy. But I tell adults this and they don't know how. I tell my parents this and they don't know how. It's so simple. Look, you're on Google. You click on more with Goose Creek, North Carolina drug raid. You click video. See where it says video right there at the very top of the screen. Good. Click that. Okay. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. For some reason, it's not pulling it up. Go back to the main page, because this happened 4 or 5 years ago. It's not in the main index now. Let me see. Goose Creek, fallout continues in aftermath of high school. There is a couple of newspapers. Goose Creek, South Carolina school raid. Click on the top one, because it'll probably have a video link. Just go ahead and click on that one. Yeah, the CNN one's fine, too. Go down to the CNN one. It's driving me crazy. I've just got to take control of this myself. Now, they have everybody lined. Oh, there's the dog. See the dog right there. But I want you to see the video, because this was a daily occurrence. They have the kids stand up, line up like prisoners every day. Everyone's guilty. And then the police dogs come in for fun, and the children cry, and the cops get sexual pleasure. It's like a satanic pressing on the nerve of power while the dogs grab on the bags and then rip them. And then they go down the line with the dogs biting the bags. But the dogs are trained for terror, and they say, "Do you have drugs?" And they, "No, I don't use them. I don't have them." Okay, let's move on to the next Abu Ghraib victim. It's South Carolina. I said North Carolina. See, memory fails. Go to YouTube and enter that. Police raid Goose Creek, South Carolina. Go to YouTube and Google it. Robert Wanick, I'm sorry, I'm doing classic babble here on the show. The point is, everything I'm saying is documented. And this is terrorism. They found it and pulled it up live on air. Go back to the YouTube main page. Let's take our lower third up, or people will say it's fake. They're preconditioned by enemy brainwashing. Everyone's been preconditioned. We have to break your conditioning right now. You can do this. This is real. This is happening everywhere. Okay, I can even find them throwing blood on kids as they scream and cry. Okay, fake blood. Now, go back to the main page of YouTube, and then all you type in is Goose Creek Drug Raid, South Carolina, and then the first thing that comes up is this video shot by somebody in the school. The footage I've seen is from the cameras in the school themselves. Here it is. Punch it up on your screen now. All right, that's not the one. The one I want is mounted up on the ceiling. I guess that was some subpoenaed cop video that they shot themselves. And they go through the whole school, and they do this every week. until the people complain, and there's footage of them going, "You got drugs," and the dog goes up and grabs the bag and starts ripping it, and the child's going, oh my God, no. And of course, no drugs were ever found. So they did raid after raid and started using the dogs as an Abu Ghraib torture tactic, which the Army trains people in this now in interrogation, so that's why these former Army soldiers do this. And remember, Abu Ghraib were the dogs. So this is Abu Ghraib in America. And then when this surfaced 4 or 5 years ago, all these other Abu Ghraib videos of the dogs attacking.
And I remember being in Belton, Texas. We got a tip-off. They were going to do an urban warfare drill. We show up. The mayor gets up in front of the news and says, terrorists have attacked. Simultaneously, a couple cars blow up in the parking lot. The town starts freaking out. People around there by the city hall think the terrorists have attacked. And the police chief sitting there smiling with the military behind him and looking at FEMA, and they're nodding at him, and he's smiling like it's funny. And he reads this whole script about how we were attacked by terrorists and then says, but it was just a drill. Then the next day, the paper comes out with a headline, Terrorist Attack Belton. It's in Road to Tyranny. And then at the bottom, after you read the big article, it tells you it wasn't real. See, that's a re-education camp, that city was turned into a re-education camp, shocking you, psychologically manipulating you. Just like they have drills where the police show up unannounced, throw fake blood on children, and say, we're the militia, homeschoolers for gun ownership, but that's been in the Associated Press. Or in another case, we're homeschoolers against public education. We're going to kill you. And they put guns to children's heads, and they universally crap themselves in hardcore mind control operations. I mean, that is hardcore. Teachers have heart attacks. Teachers have gone to mental institutions. One in a Minnesota case, we had their lawyers on. Took the kids out, came in the portable building, said, we're going to kill you, we're terrorists. Marched the teacher out in the woods, put her on her knees. She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Just gone. And it's in the news they soil themselves. Now, just came out MSNBC, a few days ago, that they went into a big school, terrorized everybody, didn't tell the teachers, said they were going to kill people. And when the teacher said this is bad, they said, hey, the federal grant says we're going to do it this way, and we're going to do it again, unannounced. And every week I see a case of where they'll even have eighth grade camp during public school that the school just introduced that year and said, oh, we're taking the kids out to these college dorms by the lake. And then they had people in black masks come to the doors with guns and knives and say they're going to kill them. I mean, they are passing boundaries. They are conditioning. I don't care what you say, you freaks. Hey, cops, this is all being done so the fascists can take over and steal all the pension funds. That includes yours, too. You understand you're part of something very evil? Do not rationalize, unannounced, busting in and telling people you're going to kill them, dressed as terrorists. Just don't try it. You're sick freaks. Any of you that say that's okay. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. Imagine having men throw blood on fifth grade students and then tell them they're going to kill them. Fake blood. Red syrup. These are bastards. And then say that pro-gun groups did it. See, those kids for the rest of their lives will hate the Second Amendment. That's mind control, ladies and gentlemen.
Nobody can stop them. They're having their way with America. They want our guns. And if you're not with them, cops and military, then you will declare that you're with the Republic now. And don't tell me that I'm a weirdo because I'm upset about this and I should only go get upset about my favorite football team winning or losing. Listen, I know what tyranny means. I know the bankers are putting poison in our food and water. I know the bankers have stolen $8.5 trillion. I know we're under War Powers Act. I know they're hurting us. I know they're carrying out New World Order. I know they staged those terror attacks. You know what it's like to gut up to this and go out every day and go past the peer pressure and come out day one and say, 9/11 was an inside job and lose most of the radio stations I was on. You know what it's like to go to sleep every night knowing you work for a bunch of psychotic killers and you bastards are probably going to end up killing me one day. You know what it's like knowing you've ruined my life. You know what it's like, you sons of bitches. I'm tired of your crap. You commit evil, you're part of an evil system, and we're standing up against you. And the Republic is going to defeat you in the end. Some of us won't make it personally through this, but a lot of us are. And in the end, you are going to be brought to justice for all the kids you kidnapped for CPS, all you CPS workers, all you corrupt bureaucrats, all of you that have had your way with innocent children over and over again and who think your evil's invincible. You're not invincible, and God is going to deal with you. And you are cursed to hell. I'm done. I got to get out of here. I'm pissed off now. This is an information war. You want folks to fight the globalists. You want people to take on the tyrants. We're doing it, and we're having hands down the biggest effect in this fight. And we're being mimicked. We're being parroted. We're being supported by so many other great prominent people that are looking into our research and finding out it's true. And InfoWars is having its greatest victories ever in hearts and minds around the country and the world. I was just flying around commercial in the United States, got nothing but love last week. Nothing but love wherever I go, compared to quite a bit of hate previously. That's a report to you that we're winning the information war and the Great Awakening is here. But you've got to make the decision on whether or not you want these people to win. And there's nowhere that you can support by spreading the word, by praying for the broadcast, by buying products like InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com. And those that have been doing it know who you are, and you are the reason we've had such success. Without you, none of these good things will be happening. The enemy recognizes that we're the tip of the spear. That means you're the tip of the spear in the information war for hearts and minds. So I salute those that have supported us, and I just ask those that haven't, why aren't you spreading the word? Why aren't you buying the products? Why aren't you actively doing that? I'm just asking you a question, because we need you. You need us. We're in this together. So I'm simply asking all of you out there to think about what InfoWars has contributed. Think about how we've been the main target of the enemy because we're so effective and tell the truth. And then to make the decision to financially support the broadcast by getting great products at the same time. It's a decision that you've got to make. And I'm asking you to make that decision. I'm not complaining to the people that have been supporters over the years. Or if you don't have the finances, I really feel bad for you that you can't get these great supplements. And I wish they cost less, but I'm only going to sell the highest quality. But for those that have been on the fence, it's time to get off the fence right now. The enemy wouldn't want this show shut down if it wasn't so effective. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the highest quality CBD oil for your bones, your joints, your brain, your neurological systems. Get our great bone broth. Get our great prebiotic. Get it all. Vitamin D3, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. Just wanted to explain that and make that extremely clear about how important that decision is that you have to make for yourself. You're in the driver's seat. You have to make the decision.